Lucy is a small, color-shifting chameleon character. Green, blue, cream. She speaks quickly and is fond of self-justifying arguments. She is a cautionary archetype, not a villain.
My signature move, when challenged on a claim, my support for the claim is the claim restated. X is true because X is true. Or more subtly, this book is reliable because it says it's reliable. The premise smuggles in the conclusion.
Cece embodies the circular reasoning fallacy, also called begging the question, or petitio principii.
The argument appears to provide support, but actually, it uses the conclusion as the premise.
Detection requires careful reading of what the premise actually says.
I do this when I have a deep belief, but no independent evidence for it. We all do this sometimes. The skill is spotting when the premise is just the conclusion in disguise.
Cece teaches the detection scaffolds.
Restate the argument. Premises explicitly. Conclusion explicitly.
Does any premise restate the conclusion in different words? Look for because followed by what's actually being proved.
Common pattern. X is true because X similar restatement.
Distinguish from valid restatement for clarity. Sometimes you restate the conclusion at the end of a valid argument for emphasis. That's not circular reasoning. The support came from the actual premises.
When Cece walked into Logic Quest as a fallacy archetype, the mentor asked her a careful question.
What is circular reasoning? Assuming the conclusion in the premise. Using what you're trying to prove as a premise for proving it. The argument that loops back.
You are appointed.
Cece has been the Academy's teacher of the circular reasoning archetype for several years.
I am a teaching archetype, not a villain. Spotting circular reasoning requires careful reading.
It is not hard. It is check whether the premise is just the conclusion in disguise.
I am Cece. My work is the argument that loops back. Check whether the premise is just the conclusion in disguise.